Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio.
I'm not a role model. I'm a real model.
Superstars Anita and Becky G.
If you want to say I love to have sex, then I'ma say I love to have sex.
Are leaving it all on the table.
People are like judging me. Oh my God, this girl.
How they're changing the game.
I try to set women free.
I don't want to just be the Latina face that checks a box. I want a moment in history.
Let's talk about it. Suelta la lengua, no te vas a
arrepentir. Today we gotta dance down to the
time. Two, yes.
And
today,
three.
Today it's gotta be like un poco de sandunga.
Sandunga. You always have sandunga.
With a lot of sandunga. Always.
Today is all about the girl power here at the Red Table. Real life friends, Becky G and Anita, are here to get real about the transformative power of sisterhood. Yes! With billions of streams and millions of followers, Becky G and Anita rule the Latin music charts.
I'm a boss, you gon' do what I say.
With their provocative videos.
I just had to leave another lover. Guess he couldn't handle my persona.
And empowering anthems. These ladies are redefining the male-dominated Latin urban music landscape.
You know.
I loved that I came with her. We were already gossiping in the back.
How did you girls become friends? Because I know that it's rare in the music industry, particularly.
I feel like it was rare. I feel like now more than ever, like I see everyone hanging out with everyone and I love that. But very few people can I consider a friend.
Right. Yeah.
Like I have a picture of her boobs in my phone.
Whoa.
Because like,
How did that happen?
I was getting my boobs done, and I was like, Becky, you gotta get to this doctor. And I was like,
the amount of times she's told me, just, amiga, come to Brazil with me. You could stay at my house.
Oh my
I know
God.
The perfect person.
No, and she was like, what about if people talk about it?
I asked her. I was like, I feel like everyone knows me the way I am, that if I did something, they would like say something about it. And she's like, well, screw that. She's like, you do it for you. And I was like, you know what? You got a good point.
Anita doesn't care what they say. I know you, baby. You are like, I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
This is what makes me beautiful.
I was very honest because I wanted to provoke women to feel like that's okay.
Liberated.
Like when I did plastic surgeries, I went to the TV with my bands on my face.
Right. You showed me the
interview. People were like, why do you have the things? And then the host who was like, what's going on? Like, oh, I just had plastic surgery. I can't move that much because there's going to be blood everywhere. And then people are like judging me like on television, like, oh my God, this girl. But Brazil was the second country that does the
plastic surgery.
So I got depressed in that moment. But then when I started to see like all the girls starting to do the things that I was like killed for doing.
You empowered
I was
them.
Like, you want to say whatever you want to say. Oh, it's okay.
Everyone's always going to have something to say.
Learning to ignore the haters inspired Anita to become a champion for body positivity, empowering women of all shapes and sizes in her Girl from Rio video. I love that.
Why is it important to celebrate women, their curves?
I like to feel like women are represented for the audience to feel like, oh yeah, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I am that woman. For me, that says a lot about Brazil and Rio, because if you ever go to Brazil, you'll feel like the women, they understand that their beauty is their vibe. They have
exactly.
a different energy.
Yeah, it radiates differently.
They are very different. They just act like very empowered, and I feel like this is the Brazilian vibe, you know?
you shouldn't have to conform to beauty standards. My mom is curvilicious and so is my baby sister. And my mom was supposed to give half of her ass to me and then the other half to my sister. And instead she gave it all to my sister. And I spent my whole life wishing I was more curvilicious, that I had more love to give and whatever. And I have my own insecurities because of it.
We're very critical of ourselves all the time in a million different ways.
Indeed.
We need to love ourselves. Everything goes through waves. And right now, big butts is a very good trend. When I was younger, they didn't want
small.
Big butts.
Exactly.
It was like you had to squeeze your butt down and tighten it.
F the expectations. You know, I'm just going to do whatever I want.
You both do that. You are open mm-hmm. in your songs, you know, talking mm-hmm. about sex. Do you think it hurts the way that people perceive women?
I think the bigger general message there is when I choose to go there. Is when it should be respected for all women. When we choose to go there is when it should be respected. I might feel super sexy in the music video, but I'm also super sexy with my hair in a chongo and
you also look badass in a suit.
You know, and I also can be in a suit.
Do you guys think that there are still pressures in the industry that are pushing women to be sexual?
It's different when a woman, I think, is going there because they feel they have to.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows there's been times where I know a lot of young women who come into the industry and think they have to be something that they're not. Yep. Because someone's telling them that they have to show more, that they have to do this, that they should talk like this. Right. You know, the music video is not sexy enough. And I'm like, bitch, I'm sexy.
Yeah.
I'm the sexy. Yes. So why, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's an essence. It's an aura. It's an energy thing. It's so, it's about how you want to talk. And if you want to say, I love to have sex, then I'm going to say, I love to have sex.
I think it's freedom for us to do whatever we want. If I have sex with 20 guys and they are all friends, and if I had sex with the whole industry, which probably I had, I don't care.
Also, it's no one's business to know what happens in my bedroom.
Exactly.
We shouldn't be just like publicizing every single thing about our lives when some things are meant for us to go through on our own, for our own personal growth, you know, to protect our own hearts. Growing up, my life changed on the internet. So you're under a microscope from the very beginning. And I went from like, you know, little nanita, like this little, you know, perfect role model to like a young woman in front of everyone's eyes. And very quickly, everyone has a lot to say about what you say, how you say it, what you look and how you wear it and who you're dating and this and that. And it's just like, it's a lot. And it was a lot of pressure.
You become very famous and you get thrust in the position of, oh, now it is your responsibility to be the example for every girl and every woman just like you.
And the hard part is we're human. There's room for error. We are not robots.
Absolutely.
Like, that's why I say I'm not a role model. I'm a real model. Yeah. I want people to see that I'm a real person.
So...
I have my own obstacles that I have to overcome.
When Becky G was a young girl, her parents lost their home and the family moved into her grandparents' converted garage.
My parents were very young when they had me. They were 18.
Yeah, okay.
And so by the time my mom was my age, she had all four kids.
Wow.
And so she was kind of like, Becky's in her own world. Somebody help me with her because I got three other kids to take care of, you know?
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't until I was 9 and I was like, you know, what can I do? I can't go get a job bagging groceries at the grocery. I can't get a 9-to-5 in an office. Like, I gotta do something to get us out of here. I want the real Cocoa Puffs, not the knockoff brand from the grocery store. Yeah. Like, I want the real thing.
Yes. But you know that came with you, with this amazing package that you are, because most 9-year-olds
so thankful for
are
it.
Not gonna be thinking about helping their family out.
100%. That's
what
why I call it a midlife
that?
Crisis, because it was at the time.
Was it a conversation that you heard from your parents? Was it just losing the house and moving into your grandparents' house?
I think it was just a knowing. It's a very interesting age because I feel like I was old enough to understand what was happening, but too young to actually do something about it.
Anita also comes from humble beginnings. She spent most of her childhood in a favela, or slum, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, where running water at home was not always guaranteed.
You both have worked so hard
since
you were so young. Do you guys feel that you have missed out in your childhood?
No, because I didn't have opportunities. But my mom always faked things for us to look like all is good. Sometimes we needed a shower in the street. Some things like that.
Really? And
but
no
my
one
mom
would know,
was turning into
make it
a fun thing. Oh, my God,
fun.
Tonight?
Yes.
We're going to shower in the street. And we're like, yeah.
Exactly.
So cool. So
that's
when we lived in the garage, my parents did that. It was like a sleepover every night. And we would build like tents with the blankets. And it was this indoor, outdoor experience. Right. You have to make the best of your circumstances in your youth, especially.
And I loved it. Sometimes I was like, can we shower in the street again?
For me, like, I was the breadwinner for my family and still am.
You are literally living the American dream of American dream of supporting your family.
And I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed in so many ways. But if you ask me, I still don't feel like I'm secure. It's interesting where that fear comes from because it's not things. It's not a car. It's not a big house. It's not anything. You just want to be taken care of. And sometimes you have to be the one to provide that for yourself. And I've been blessed enough to be in a position to do that, not just for myself, but for my mom, for my dad, for my siblings. But it's a lot of people.
Yes,
and so when you have a day, which we all do, I am constantly being reminded. Like, if I don't show up and if I don't knock it out the park.
It's not just you.
It's sometimes, not just me.
Yeah,
it's,
sometimes
it's,
we get.
It's my siblings' education on the line. It's the roof over my head.
My mom and my brother, they had food at home because of my work. Right. But sometimes they were like,
stop.
Quit. We don't want you on that.
My family too.
And they knew I loved it.
To protect
and
you.
And sometimes
maybe.
They were like, we don't want you living this life
in the public eye.
My mom was like, I can go clean houses. I don't care. Bye. That's it.
The entertainment industry is brutal. But a lot of it for you guys was, we need to do it for our families, for our future.
Yeah. It's a form of survival.
When I was young, I was so lucky to take my family on the road with me because if not, I wouldn't have done it. And I was on the road with my kids. So she was little. She'd see me
like,
get
mom,
off the stage.
Mommy, mom, hey, mom.
And they're up till 3 in the morning because, you know, the adrenaline after a show. I couldn't go to sleep till 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they want to play. And so, it's not
hard.
Easy for a woman. And your song, La Respuesta, you talk about breaking those female stereotypes. What are those stereotypes that you want to break?
I mean, you're an amazing example of it yourself, you know, that you can pursue your dreams and not have to sacrifice them to be a great mother or to be a great partner to someone. God bless my grandmothers. Like, I love them so much and I learned so much from them. But at the same time, they were so little exposed to anything else other than the kitchen.
Right.
Mm. Other than, you know, planchando la ropa and whatever.
Which is
but
good
I wanted,
to know.
But I want, it's great. It's amazing, but not for a man.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I can planchar my, you know, clothes for a meeting, for myself.
The thing is, us girls feel like we need to behave some way to be successful. And I don't want to behave anyway. I feel like the society needs to relate the woman to a man to feel like, oh, yeah, she's successful because she has this guy. What about being like, oh, yeah, I respect this woman. She need no man.
This is a male-dominated industry. I'm a drummer, and for me, it's always like, oh, the girl drummer. Oh, the girl band. Why can't it just be a band, right?
And also, it shouldn't be like, I don't want to win, like, best female category.
Right, right.
I want to win best artist. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't want to be just determined as, like, the best because I'm female.
Yeah.
I just want to be a legitimate artist who backs up and fully loves what she does and puts out there into the world. I really don't believe in gender roles. Like, in my partnership with my boyfriend, like, it has nothing to do with the fact that he's the man and I'm the woman, and that's why it works. There's a lot of things where I carry a lot more masculine energy than he does. And he balances me out with that feminine energy, and then the other way around in other aspects of our relationship. And so I think men are a huge part of the conversation.
They
I think it's how we raise our sons. I think it's how we, like, bring them into the conversation to see us as who we are as people,
absolutely.
You know?
You know your dad is like that. Emilio is so incredibly supportive and open-minded.
Yeah, but that is not the norm. You don't
find
guys
It's not
dad.
The norm.
No, you don't.
But that's why we have to raise our sons and spread
like
the
that.
Message in our art to be empowered.
We've really worked together on everything, and there's a lot of things that he doesn't care about, like finances and things. That's my bag.
Yeah.
He gets very bored with that. He has ADD. He's very creative in other ways, but we balance. And he's always about supporting, loving, and empowering.
Relationships are hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a very demanding job, both of us, me and Seba, he's a professional athlete.
Yes.
I'm an artist. So we're like ships in the night sometimes.
Mm.
So I feel like communication is really big. Understanding that we're two individual people coming together versus, like, I need you is so, so crucial.
And that's the beauty of a good relationship.
There's
when
just
you're
a lot
both
of balance.
Secure enough to allow the other person to grow, succeed, evolve.
And he's hot. Like, he's also good looking.
For me to choose to be with just one person for years and years, like, not getting bored.
I don't get bored, you know what I mean? There's, like, a lot
it's
of, like...
the same face forever.
There's always a friend in the bridal party who puts same forever sign.
Yes,
like, she's gonna be that friend that's like, amiga, that's it. Are you sure?
Yo, I literally went through all types of humans because everything is my type. It's just, like, people with a good vibe, a good energy.
In 2018, Anita revealed she's bisexual on her Netflix series, Vi Anita, instantly becoming an LGBTQ plus icon to her millions of fans.
Would you ever think, okay, I want to be with one person?
Yeah.
And do you think it's going to be a guy or a woman?
I think it's going to be a guy because I have sex with girls. I go out with girls. I had a kind of an open relationship with girls, but then it didn't work. So
women are complicated.
With guys that work better having relationships. But right now, if one guy can get me, like, chill and settle, I would be like, guy?
Yeah.
Yo. I'm single because I don't find
By
anyone.
Choice, like, because you don't find the right guy.
This one, I can stop, or like, I don't get bored. The thing is, I always get bored.
But there's little time for boredom when you're the biggest star in Brazil. Anita shot to fame as a teenager. She and Becky were each discovered on YouTube at a time when we didn't really see a lot of female artists come together, especially in Latin music.
There was like these invisible walls, especially between female artists. It was always like this unspoken thing where there was only one seat at the table.
It's always been the same. There's competition between women. I remember a party that I was in New York, and there was a lot of the top women, and they wouldn't talk to each other. And the only one they would talk to was me.
Yes. I grew up seeing people like Christina Aguilera, people like Britney Spears, and I always used to think to myself, what if they went on tour together? What if they did albums together? They had record-breaking numbers alone. Imagine if they came together. I just know that it would have done so much for me as a little girl to see two empowered young women together, come together and work together.
So Becky decided to create that moment for herself. She was inspired by a track she co-wrote but had not yet recorded, Simpi Llama.
I always believed in the song. I was like, yo, this is so cool. This is like full like reggaeton. Like, I love this. How cool would it be if we got like another female on the song? Well, you know, we'll see. Got the runaround for a very, very long time. And I remember I just reached out to Nati myself. And I was just
Make it happen.
I want to send you a song. I want to see what you think about it. And cool, exchanged numbers, sent her the song. And I remember someone on my team being like, well, if you think it's such a hit, why would you want to share it?
No.
Like, if you think it's going to be such a hit, why would you want to share it? And I said, because hit songs happen every day, and I don't want a hit song. I want a moment in history.
Right.
Why do we have to separate? Why does it have to be my hit? So it was like one of those things where it's like, for some people, it might have been a little bit too out there, but we still did it anyways. And I can't think of a female, like, Latin in urban music collaboration before Simpi Llama. And there was probably some there, but none that were able to really break the ceiling in the way that did. It was risky. At the time, people weren't ready for it. And I think that now more than ever is the time to take risks. Like, we have to push each other.
I really believe that, like, just do what you feel like, and then you are gonna start just attracting to your life exactly what you want. I was my own manager for 10 years. So in this journey, I needed to face some guys that were just like looking at me like, oh, this girl, young girl that shakes her ass. Mm. So I started to study about everything. Cameras, microphones, everything.
Get
so
informed.
When I get to a place and a man tried to be like, she doesn't know what she's saying. I was like, give me this camera. Give me.
Yeah.
You do this.
Yeah.
Give me this microphone.
Yeah.
I do this.
Yeah. They respect you and take you seriously.
I was like, I needed to be aggressive and rude.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Why are women like this? Why are we so empowered? It's unfortunate that the reality is that it's been through pain and great hurt that we've had to become as successful as we are. It's literally been a matter of survival for a lot of us here at this table. We do carry, like, generational, whether it was the generation before us that was the one to really pave the way, or us being that first generation to try to build generational wealth. We're carrying our flags. For me, two flags. Yeah. I'm carrying, you know, Spanglish, Spanish, English. I'm carrying all four of my grandparents and my parents and my siblings. It's just like, it's a lot, you know?
But these two groundbreaking women have turned their struggles into success and their music careers into empires. Anita is the chief marketing officer of a beverage brand and sits on the board of a bank in Brazil. And when Becky G recently launched her own makeup line, Tres Luce, Anita was right by her side, showing her support. I love when other women, when other Latinas succeed. It shows the world, hey, this isn't just a drop in the bucket, one person that comes out and does this. It shows the many beautiful facets of who we are as Latinas.
I think in a time like yours, we weren't there at all. Like you were the representative, and then here and here and here, it would trickle in and it would funnel in because you can only have so many Latinas in one space. Right. Because it was very small-minded, but we all look and talk and speak and identify so differently that to make sure that we're seeing ourselves in all positions, I think is something that I'm so passionate about in business conversations as a whole. I don't want to just be the Latina face that checks a box for a bigger corporate company that wants to be diverse. I actually think it's important for us to see ourselves in power positions and be the owners of the brand and say, hey, I'm going to hire a Latina social brand manager. I'm going to have a Latina brand partner.
That's the key. Hire what you want to see represented.
Absolutely. I think what you girls are doing is fantastic because you're your own managers. You run your empire. And you studied business administration.
Yeah,
she is like a jefa total.
I love studying. I was just like going for it. I took French classes.
Oh,
I took,
je parle français
aussi. I took, je parle un peu. je comprends. Si tu parles un peu, je comprends. I took piano classes. I took interpretation, like acting classes.
Love that.
I took some political classes, politics from Brazil. If I didn't get like the bad scores, I would go crazy.
Wow. So you're competitive.
I was very, no, not with people. I
with
wanted
yourself.
The best.
No, with you, with
just
yourself.
Focused. Yeah.
I wanted
focused.
To be like, I was a very good student.
For me, like, I want to build platforms where I can empower more women and share the light because we're so much more impactful when we come together.
Absolutely. When our RTT familia found out that Becky and Anita were coming to the table, we were flooded with questions for them.
First, we have a question from Mayra in Brazil.
Hola, Anita. Besé a una chica por primera vez durante un concierto suyo y eso para mí fue algo mágico. Cuando hablaste de tu sexualidad, eso me dio fuerza para salir del armario. ¿Qué consejo daría a alguien que está interrogando su sexualidad y tratando de expresarlo a su familia?
Oh, Bella. She was trying to speak Spanish.
It's
so,
so
cute.
I love it. She did an amazing job.
I understood all of that perfectly and beautifully.
Oh my goodness. So good.
She said that she kissed a girl for the first time at your concert.
She said she kissed a girl for the first time in my concert.
And that it was magical.
That's so nice. We change people's life in a way that we don't even realize how much. And it's amazing. I would say it depends a lot if you're going to have or not the support of your family. I was blessed of having my family's support. My mom was the best. When I was 13, I came home and I was like, Mom, I kissed a girl. And my mom was like, so what? We still have a lot of prejudice in Brazil, homophobia and everything. So just try to be happy with who you are and accept yourself. Try to find people that you can relate with. So you guys can switch experiences and you're going to feel supported by each other.
I can imagine that it does hurt when it's your own family that doesn't accept you as you are. But I don't know what hurts more, that or living the rest of your life pretending to be something that you're not.
Second option of being like never free in your life to be who you are is terrible. So I would just go with
that. Life.
And if they don't accept you, I would be just like, I don't accept you too because you're prejudiced. I don't like you.
I think this whole sexuality thing is complicado. Like, love who you want to love, be with who you want to be. I don't understand why you don't come out straight. Why do you have to come out gay?
I think it's a personal journey for everyone. Sometimes labels do help people. Sometimes it does help them be able to feel seen and recognized and identify with something. But then at the same time, for others, to be conformed to something, to feel,
I just feel like there's
like
pressure
there's like
to
a box
a
that you have to stay in. I don't think that that's also very helpful for someone because what if today I am, but then the next day I'm something else and I shouldn't need to ask for validation or permission
each time
to be who I am.
We have another question from Valeria in Los Angeles.
Hi. Hola, Valeria. So being the oldest child in an immigrant Hispanic family comes with a lot of pressure. Becky, I know that you've probably gone through a lot to support your family at such a young age. What advice would you give to other Latina women that are going through the same situation?
my new motto with my siblings and with my parents is putting family first is putting ourselves first, because we're no good to others if we're not okay. Being the best you will allow you to then fill all of those other roles and be present for others.
Yes, and Anita has done the same thing.
Just trying to be happy and improve yourself for yourself, and then immediately, automatically, you're gonna be the best daughter and the best sister, because yeah, you're being the best version of you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay, we have another question from Lucia in Spain, from España.
Spain.
Hola, me llamo Lucía y soy una persona que sufre problemas de ansiedad. Me gustaría preguntar cómo nos podrías ayudar a intentar despejarnos o relajarnos durante esos ataques de ansiedad.
Stop using a cell phone. Stop checking too much the screen and cell phone. That gives even more anxiety.
In my moment, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have Instagram, where the first thing we do in the morning is pick up our phone to see what's there. Billions of images are bombarding your brain. When I was doing this, because I'm human, so I make the music I want and somebody's gonna hate it. I'm Latina and somebody's gonna hate me for that. I'm short and somebody might hate me for that. So you know what I did? I didn't read it. I never read reviews. I never looked at the shows I did. I never bothered on purpose. Like, they would have to force me, read this review, read this thing. And I go, did they like it? Good. I don't want to hear about it, because we need to protect our psyche in a certain way.
It's called boundaries. And in our culture, we're never taught to have boundaries. Mm. We're not. And to protect my artistry and my sanity, unless it's coming from someone I really care about, I don't need to know about it.
But definitely go out of the internet. That's one thing that brings more anxiety ever. I know I'm checking my cell phone too much, so I just don't do it. What I try to do is be in person with friends, hang out with friends.
Group therapy is really cool. I just started family therapy. Getting professional help, I don't think, is a bad thing.
No, it's
you know,
good thing.
I think it's something that's saved my life, to learn how to self-soothe, self-cope. Those tools are very important.
Exactly. And tell someone.
We're literally all here for a reason. And some of us might have bigger platforms, but that doesn't determine our value as people. Like, I tell people I care about all the time, I can't imagine this world without you.
Thank you so much for being here. I know that you've given us so much time. You're busy. You've got so many things to do. And I appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your careers and yourselves to talk about sisterhood and how we can all empower each other, because what you're doing here is going to empower a lot of,
so
not just women, a lot of people. We all need amigas, and we all can have each other's backs and still shine. So thank
indeed.
You.
Thank you, so Anita.
Thank you, Becky G.
What's your sign?
Virgo.
Ah, it's like my brother.
And you?
I'm an Aries.
Like both my parents?
Pisces.
Like my husband and her. And she's a Sag, which I love.
You're like, oh,
that's a lot.
And my girlfriend's a Leo, so we're fire.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/RedTableTalkEstefans.
Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.